What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, in today's episode, we are going to be talking about a topic that has kind of come up a lot in recent episodes, kind of just in passing, and that I've mentioned, and that is how we can use these AI tools, these LLMs like Claude, like Llama, obviously ChatGPT, in ways that are not going to put our business at risk for things like copyright violation or infringement. And we've heard so many stories about lawsuits, or we've talked about so many stories about lawsuits that have been brought against these popular tools. And that's the reason I wanted to talk about this topic today. And that's due to an ABC News article that was published on Monday, August 19th. Check out the link in the show notes. And I'll just go ahead and read the subheader of the article here. And this article is by Matt O'Brien. And Matt's subheader reads, quote unquote, "A group of authors is suing artificial intelligence startup Anthropic, alleging it committed large-scale theft in training its popular chatbot, Claude, on pirated copies of books." And also, according to this article, this theft occurred on a data set that is called The Pile. And we actually talked about this data set in a previous episode of the show when we were talking about these similar lawsuits that I mentioned that have been brought against these other popular AI chatbots and LLMs for doing exactly what Anthropic is being accused of doing. And that's using this Pile data set to train their models, and specifically this Pile data set, which allegedly or apparently contains pirated books and pirated publications. Continuing in the ABC article here, apparently this is actually the first of these lawsuits that have been brought against Anthropic in Claude, which is another reason that I felt I should cover this topic today. If you've listened to any previous episodes, you know that Claude is probably still my favorite LLM, or at least the one I use the most for publishing and summarizing certain social media posts and tasks. And so what I'd like to do at the end of today's show, after we go through this article, is just go through kind of step by step how I produce an episode worth of content using Claude, or how I use Claude in that process. And we can kind of audit that process for originality and to ensure that, you know, a personal take, or at the very least, some new significant value is being added to the information or to the topic that I want to cover. Of course, if this all turns out legally that simply using these tools is going to no longer be allowed, as far as publishing goes, that is going to drastically affect how everyone is using AI to publish right now. So far, these similar lawsuits have not really met with great success, so that is yet to be seen, but it would probably service all of us well not to put all of our eggs in the generative AI basket when it comes to our content creation. The article goes on to explain that although, like I said, this is the first lawsuit that Anthropic is facing from book publishers, they are currently fighting a similar lawsuit from major music labels and music publishers, which essentially is accusing them of wholesale ripping off of music lyrics in their generated outputs or generated music content. A little bit more detail from the article. The authors that are bringing this lawsuit that the article mentions are not known to me. They are Andrea Bartz, Charles Graber, and Kirk Wallace Johnson. However, these similar lawsuits that we've mentioned a few times have been brought against like OpenAI and Microsoft, for instance, are being brought by much more recognizable names. Names like John Grisham and Jody Picoult and George R.R. Martin. And that's not to mention the lawsuits from major media outlets, which includes like the New York Times, for instance, and which is also mentioned here in the ABC article. So far, the primary defense that these companies have been using against their legal opponents is that the training of their models falls under the fair use doctrine. And we talked about that on a previous show as well, but essentially it allows for a certain amount of use of copyrighted materials for education, for research, or at least some sort of transformative presentation of that information. And according to the article here, the lawsuit against Anthropic that is referenced differs slightly in that it is specifically mentioning that Pile data set. And the article mentions that that data set in particular was sourced with pirated materials. So even if these models and chatbots train themselves in the way that a human would, for instance, which is another common defense of these models, is that a human would also use fair use in a sense with current copyrighted materials to train themselves. So even if that was the case, they were doing so with pirated materials in this instance. And that's kind of the the main thrust of the new lawsuit, I believe. So it, again, it remains to be seen if that adds any sort of legal ammunition to the case against these models. We'll definitely keep an eye on that. Okay, so what does this mean for us? Like I said, the Claude tool is really the primary tool that I'm using right now to format and publish the social media posts that I essentially create and generate in an automated way using a transcript of the podcast episodes that I record. Definitely go and follow the AI Marketing Navigator on all the socials, linked in the show notes if you want to see examples of kind of how that output looks in the real world. So here's the step-by-step process, pretty simply broken down, that I use to create a podcast episode and kind of how I use Claude in that process. And we can sort of audit it together. And hopefully this will serve as a bit of an examination to see if there are any potential, you know, legal pitfalls or copyright risks to the way that I'm publishing the content. Outside the fact that, again, if these tools end up being disallowed to be used in any nature at all, then that's obviously going to disqualify most of what I'm about to say here and is disqualifying a lot of what a good amount of content creators are doing with AI right now. Okay, so essentially what I will do is curate a collection of articles and content around AI and AI marketing. I mentioned a few of my sources on the show already in previous episodes, like the rundown.ai newsletter, but I also subscribe to pretty common publications like the New York Times, the Washington Post, Bloomberg, specifically all their technology, columns and anything that is tagged as AI, of course. And then once in a while, I'll find a little bit more niche publisher, usually from articles shared in the awesome the rundown.ai newsletter. As always, I'll shout them out whenever I can. Subscribe to their content. Subscribe to Rowan's content if you really want a good daily update on everything AI. And those sources basically give me a great source of daily AI and AI marketing topics, AI marketing topics specifically to discuss with you guys and to bring to my business and your business strategies, hopefully. So once I find a topic or an article that I want to cover in more depth, I will read through the article and then I start writing my episode and strictly using dictation, actually. I think I mentioned in the past also how big of a barrier writing has been for me and how much I dislike writing and how much it kept me from creating content in the past for a long time. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to, I'm not going to write. I'll just talk instead. It also kind of serves as a good practice run for the episodes and it familiarizes me with, you know, what I want to say and what I want to talk about. So there's that added benefit as well. So I will dictate a pretty simple synopsis of whatever topic or concept I want to discuss for the episode, bring everybody up to speed as much as possible, and then doing any additional, you know, commentary or dictation for what it means for us as marketers, for how we can use it in our strategies and tactics, for any demos of any of the tools that we do. We do a lot of tool demos that we can use in marketing. So I'll walk through a lot of those as well. And then, for instance, the action items that we're going to be adding into episodes, all that stuff I lay out and dictate beforehand as well, before recording. So this is an entirely original, you know, dictation and synopsis and episode script, essentially. And that's what I use to create every piece of content that I make, these transcripts. And so not even really the initial dictation, but the final transcript of the episodes that I record. The podcast is the core content machine. And all the social publishing gets created based on those episodes. So after I have my transcript or script basically dictated, I'll go ahead and record my episode. Again, I use Riverside.fm. And by this time, I'm usually, you know, I've had some more thoughts and opinions that I can kind of inject into the transcript, into the episode as I'm going through the synopsis, going through the things I've laid out for the topic. And definitely making sure I add my own personal voice, trying to add my own personal take on things, the Digital Pop brand, and trying to add specific value for you all as marketers, obviously. Once that is recorded, and not just marketers, small business owners out there who also have to wear the marketing hat. I know and I hope that that's a big, big portion of the people that these episodes are going to help. Anyway, so once that is recorded, the hard part is basically done. Actually, once the dictation and the writing is done, then the hard part is essentially done. And then I have to create the thumbnails, which, you know, I use Canva to create, and that might be the most annoying and time-consuming part right now, but I also, it allows me to flex my creative muscle a little bit, so it's fun too. So once that, all the hard stuff is done, I go ahead and record my episode and publish to Spotify. all the podcast platforms out there, and video to YouTube as well, using the transcript for my my subtitles and captions. But most importantly, I download that original transcript from my recording of everything that I've said, and that's what I use to feed right into Claude right now. And I will prompt Claude to use that input, use that transcript of, again, things that I've said personally and things that I'm comfortable, you know, claiming are legitimately fair use, to generate my social posts, primarily a long form LinkedIn post and an X thread as well. I do post to other platforms, to Meta, to, an additional post, a shorter form post to X. Occasionally I'll bring some threads over to Threads, but those are mostly simple one-liners with a link to the episode. But the long form posts are the more important content right now, and are what I hope will start to kind of drive some more traffic on my social channels, LinkedIn in particular. And I will use the output from Claude using directly, usually it does take a few edits occasionally, just the way I'd like to phrase the synopsis, some very repetitive or common phrases that I find the models using that are kind of a dead giveaway, or that I find are too repetitive as the model continues to post day after day. Basically, I will typically ask Claude to provide some action items as well, based on the information that's been presented and the things that I've covered in the transcript. And that's essentially it. That's what I use Claude for. It really is a synopsis and summary tool of content that I've personally created, or at least personally spoken, and given my opinion on. And it breaks down exactly what I said in the episode in the order that it was said. And, you know, so far this has felt relatively safe and secure enough to do for my business, for a marketing channel, for Digital Pop, for the AI Marketing Navigator. Obviously, that's going to change depending on the ever-shifting legal landscape of using these models. But let me know what you guys think of that kind of content publication process, how it integrates and uses Claude, how it implements LLMs in general. And if you foresee any graver concerns right now than I have, other than, again, the general concern that these tools are going to be disallowed, then please let me know. It would be greatly appreciated. For now, I would say continue to use LLMs in the way that you feel comfortable, but try and really focus and use them as a means to modify, summarize, or rephrase your entirely original content. I think that's the best we can do as marketers, to try and both work within the bounds of what's going to protect our business, while also keeping up with the rapid advancement of the technologies and the business advancements that we need to in order to be competitive in the world of AI. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.